in a reflective mood on this last day of 07, thinking about your successes, your failures, maybe looking for a resolution to bring more happiness to your life? Easier said than done on the last count for a lot of people. Wouldn't it be great to take a happy pill? And I don't mean Zoloft or Paxil. Well, there is some science to uplifting your spirits, and studying this subject is the business of Christine Carter. She holds a PhD in sociology and is the executive director of the Greater Good Science Center at the University of California, Berkeley. Hi, Christine.
Hello.
So the study of happiness is part of what is called the positive psychology movement. Brief explainer on what the positive psychology movement is?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, psychologists have traditionally really focused on why people are so dysfunctional. They have traditionally studied depression, anxiety, why people get psychotic illnesses, rather than really what makes a thriving child thrive? What makes happy people optimistic? So the Greater Good Science Center is really UC Berkeley's answer to the depressing history of psychology. And we're really an interdisciplinary research center that does two things, I think, pretty well. We investigate the roots of what make people good and happy and emotionally intelligent, and then we translate that research and all academic research from other universities for the general public so that people can really use this information.
Now, how do you measure happiness in your studies? And just so we have a baseline definition, science, you always start with a baseline.
Yes.
What is the definition of happiness?
Well, you know, there are, of course, a lot of different definitions, and happiness can be measured in a lot of different ways. So there's kind of two questions there. I like to think about what makes up a happy life, and I think that is a helpful way to think about any of these sorts of discussions.
Okay.
So it's not really just about what makes you feel happy in the present or joyful or cheerful in the present, but it's really what makes up a happy life is one that is really full of positive emotions. So what we're really doing here is looking at all different kinds of positive emotions. So not just about the present, but also maybe about other people, like love and compassion, or about the past. That would be a positive emotion about the past, would be gratitude and appreciation.
Now, this is interesting. You said gratitude because you can feel grateful, but not necessarily happy. How
right.
do you translate your gratefulness? You know, I'm grateful I have a home. I'm grateful that I have food on my table. But you might not be feeling happy about things.
Right, right. Well, it's interesting because gratitude really is a positive emotion. And the research shows that the more you practice gratitude, the happier you actually will be, and that the changes for you will be lasting. So if you start, but it's an interesting thing because you right now, today, you could be kind of an appreciative cynic. And and if you were to begin practicing gratitude more seriously, the research shows that you would, in fact, increase your levels of happiness. And we know this is it's interesting the way they do this research. They just pick people at random. So then we're not just saying that the people who are already appreciative and grateful are happier. We're saying, okay, there's a lot of things that you can do to practice gratitude more often. So, for example, you can keep a gratitude journal at the end of the day, write down a few things that you feel grateful for, or you can write a gratitude letter to somebody that you feel grateful for, obviously, and go and deliver it in person and read it out loud to them and tell them why you feel thankful. These are practices that can get you in the habit of feeling more grateful, and will likely lead to long-term changes in your level of happiness if you keep doing them.
Do you have any opinion about the benefits of mood-altering drugs in terms of promoting happiness in your life?
Well, you know, I'm a sociologist, so I'm not I don't study the drugs. I do know that that they have an effect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have an opinion. I think that what my focus has really been is on what things that people can do besides drugs that regular people or all people, whether or not you're already depressed or whether you're sort of at neutral or you're already happy, things you can do that will make you happier in the future.
All right. Well, we talked about gratitude. What's something else?
Well, you know, as a sociologist, I think that that what we know from 50 years of happiness research is really the power of our friends and our social connections. Mm. So the upshot is that social connections are really so closely related to well-being and personal happiness that, honestly, I think the two can practically be equated. So really, if you're thinking about how to spend your time in the new year, I'd say try to remember that human happiness is best predicted by the quantity and quality of our relationships with other people.
I'm curious if genetics are important versus environment. Can one outweigh the other?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think genetics are very important, and we have more and more good studies that show how genetics play a part in our happiness. Certainly, anybody with children knows that some children are just born with really cheerful dispositions, and others
just aren't.
tend to be a little bit more grouchy. We think, the best research we have right now, I think, shows that genetics account for about half.
Okay.
Of what we're looking at. But that there's a lot of room in there.
That's 50% room to take control on your own.
Yes, there is. And a lot of that is not, it's not just, especially for adults, it's not just individual choices for adults, it is a lot of individual choices, things that you're doing, the other 50%. But, your environment plays into a lot of things too, and that what I should have said is especially for children.
Absolutely,
there's a lot about your life that's already decided.
Christine Carter is executive director of the Greater Good Science at the University of California, Berkeley. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well.